Pat and I and some of the others, Anne Barnett, who was the baker's daughter in Benfleet for a while, she was one of those who were up in the... Well, she could drive a car, so she was very popular. Yeah. But we danced at the Albert Hall Festival. They have a folk dance festival every year at the Albert Hall. We used to go, take part. I mean, they had all sorts of people came, foreign teams. The Padstow Morris men came one year. It was a riot, absolute riot it was. And they finished the evening. But, so, you know, we'd done all sorts of things that to do with the club, but not always of it, if you know. People who happened to be handy. I mean, several of us worked in London, so we could go to things. I went to a broadcast of, oh dear, what was that man's name? Big Bill Campbell. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
That name, yes.
And yes, well, this was a broadcast where, I mean, it was a little mixture, half an hour. They had some music when we were obviously dancing because they would have heard the movement. He did a monologue always, my grandfather's chair or something like that. They did some songs and they had a group called, I think it was the Sons of the Saddle. I'll have to check with Jim. But they were like more of a country tune. And we did actually get very much into square dancing. Jim played fiddle very well, you know, and as I say, we had great fun. Started to do barn dances, he and I, and a couple of others who played. We've had somebody who would call, and we used to go occasionally to things like PTAs, you know, dances, and put a dance on for the people.